We're speaking with Hurricane Harold, who has a duet with Doug Otto. To you, what's the blues about?
The blues, in a nutshell, is about love and hard work. It's the result of people who fall in and out of love and have bad relationships, or are working really hard and need some relief.
Like, for example, from one of your songs.
Sure. We do a cover of a Lonnie Johnson song called Making Whoopee with the Devil in Hell Tonight. And it's a Love Gone Wrong song where the male in this song threatens to do harm to the female counterpart because she's done him wrong and is cheating on him. It's a murder ballad, which there are many of in blues music.
It's also got a foreboding quality because he's not done it yet, so us listeners are struggling for some way to prevent him.
Yes, and he describes what he wants her to wear, because on one of the later verses, he tells her which dress to wear when she goes out to cheat on him, and the casket's ready because it's been measured and built. So you know the sense, that foreboding sense, that he's going to follow through with this probably.
It may not be politically correct, but that's the type of thought that can go through people's minds.
And has. We're still reading today about men and women killing each other over cheating and heartbreak. And I think it's a timeless subject.
The next time you go out, please carry your black dress long. Please carry your black dress along. Cause a casket will be your present and hell will be your brand new home.
We're speaking with Hurricane Harold. The blues is, of course, about falling in love or falling out of love, but it's also about the hard lives of the people, almost like it's a safety valve.
Well, sure. It came out of people who have studied it, and historically it's come out of the lives of slaves in the southern plantations in the United States, and we know how hard that life was for them. But they also, even when they were sharecroppers, life was hard. And part of what they did, their blues music, was to some kind of release, a gathering, and a release. That's where all those juke joints came from and all down south. But it was a relief and a release of all the hard work that they were put through in their lives.
Like the hard time killing floor blues. But what's it mean to people today who don't have that background but love the blues and continue doing these songs about trouble, hard times, love gone wrong?
Well, I don't think those things ever go away. People do work hard. People do have hard times. People do fall in and out of love. People are wronged in love. So I think it's a timeless music form.
Can't you hear me singing that old lonesome song? Hard times can last us so very long.
Thank you.
Hurricane, you're the harmonica player on Hard Time, Killing Floor, and that harmonica has a different sound than all of the other ones on your recording with Doug Otto.
Yes. Most of the harmonica players you hear playing blues and country and many of the forms are diatonic harmonicas, you know, the smaller ones with that typical country blues sound that you get. Another harmonica, which basically resembles a piano, has all the notes, is a chromatic harmonica. Because it's a bigger chamber and a bigger harmonica, it changes. It gives you a fuller sound.
Hurricane Harold is here, and he has a duet with Doug Otto. You do real old blues and Doug's originals.
Yes, Doug Otto is, on his own right, is an excellent songwriter, a tremendously gifted singer. His songs lend to blues, but aren't specifically in the straight-ahead blues written form. But it definitely has the feel of blues. The song Broken Thoughts that we put on the CD together is a Doug Otto original, and he sings about being lost and all alone, which is a feeling many people have who have written in the blues. He has a way of maturely writing where you don't have cliches, but you understand completely that sense of being alone.
Broken thoughts, lost looking for a home, in my memory keep them, and I'm out here all alone. Losing touch and sensitivity, underground dying all alone. All alone, never thought that I might feel so low. When I did, you know, felt better.
Information about the Hurricane Harold and Doug Otto St. Paul show at Vu Carré, 6:30 till 8:30 p.m. Saturday, December 20th, is located at vu-carré.com. That's vu, V-I-E-U-X, dash carré, C-A-R-R-E.com. Twin Cities Weekend is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.
Well, you know.